This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia, and he joins us occasionally on this program. Keep us in tune about Virginia politics. Sean, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you, Coy?
Very good. Now, tell me what your thoughts were going into this past weekend when the chairman of the Virginia GOP was voted out, but barely. And I would say I think he had the votes in the room, but it didn't fall down his way. Tell us, before we talk about in detail what happened this weekend, what were your thoughts leading up to this?
Well, it was pretty clear heading into it that the vast majority of the party, at least a good three-fourths, was upset. This is not something that would have happened had there not been that angst, the concerns, and all the things that you'd pretty much seen go back and forth either in the press or in the blogosphere. So a very somber mood heading into it, I think. I don't think anybody really relished the idea of doing what he felt needed to be done. But I think there was a somber but a necessary move on the account of many members of State Central.
So take us to this meeting. Now, you were not there, I don't think, but take us, where was it and when did it start? What happened?
Well, I actually was there.
Oh, you were there?
I was there the whole time, but the Jeff Frederick, before he went into the meeting, had assured members of the press and a couple members of the blogs that he actually had the votes, which was quite a shock to many folks going into it, because it had not been assumed that it was that way. A couple of early preliminary votes had come down, about 63-17, which, or 63-13, I apologize, which showed a quite a comfortable margin for those seeking to remove Jeff Frederick. So a lot of folks thought that things were going to happen very quickly. They did not. It was a good 5.5 hours, at least, as the case was being made. And State Central, of course, went into closed session very quickly to discuss matters. When the vote finally came down, it came down within literally two votes. It was 57-18. Frederick needed 21. He thought he had 21 walking in there, but it didn't quite pan out for him.
We're talking with Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Jeff Frederick, the chairman of the Virginia GOP, was voted out at a meeting this past weekend. Sean, my apologies. I didn't know you were there. Did Jeff have the votes in the room? Because he was convinced that it wasn't going to be a problem.
He thought he had the votes going into it. The two things conspired against him. One of his proxies that they had, or one of the proxies that came in representing the 6th District, did not live in the 6th District. So the state party could not hold that proxy valid. The other one is that Morton Blackwell, the RNC National Committeeman, formerly supporting Jeff Frederick, had actually abstained on the final vote. Those two things, working in concert with one another, denied Jeff the votes they thought he had. He was two away.
Why the abstention?
To be honest, I don't know, and I wouldn't want to speak for Mr. Blackwell, but I would assume that would be a matter of his matter of conscience.
Had he voted for Jeff in previous rounds?
Yes, that's correct. At least that's my understanding. On the other hand, the interesting thing, though, is that the proxy that was not held, I mean, Roanoke's only about 2.5 hours away. You would figure that that Jeff would be able to find somebody or call anybody, one supporter from the 6th District, to run down and vote, but it never quite happened that way. It was almost like a bad remake of Richard III. I mean, a proxy, my chairmanship for a proxy.
Right. We're talking with Sean Kenny, formerly director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Now, what does this mean? Now, what do you think this means as somebody who was, behind the scenes with the party for years and still very, very active with the Virginia GOP? We don't want to make it into something bigger than it might be, but clearly this has some meaning here in Virginia to see such a bald split in the party, or is there one?
Well, there are two angles on this. Obviously, there's a lot of folks that on principle at least agree with Jeff Frederick on a number of issues. But I think what you saw today was a commitment to process and transparency, or at least what you saw over the weekend.
Yeah.
And if you kind of look around the Virginia rightosphere, at least, and some of the comments that you're seeing, a lot of folks are just looking to put this behind them. And I think that that's really what you're going to see going into the convention on May 30th, is that this will be a distant memory. You'll have a party that comes in unified, probably behind. There will be an election. It'll probably be between a handful of individuals. Jeff may run. Jeff may not run. You'll notice that he was very noncommittal coming out of State Central over the weekend. But I think in the long run, I mean, this was not a comfortable process. This was a bit of a furnace. But this is the sort of furnace where backbones get made. And I think what you saw today is about three-fourths of the party stood up and said there's a right way and there's a wrong way about doing things. And some of the very basic structural process-oriented folks that understand elections and understand that there's a right way and there's a wrong way of doing business won out. And those folks, I mean, that's a really good base to build any organization on. And I think that's what you're ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what you're going to see come out of RPV, is a stronger, better organized or outfit that's ready to win elections in the right way.
Sean, Jeff, in the weeks leading up to this, Jeff Frederick had sort of, he had very clearly made this out to be a war on the grassroots, a war on the conservative activists in the party, being waged by the Bob McDonnells and the Bill Howells and the old guard party leadership. Is number one, do you think that's accurate? And number two, if it is accurate, what does this vote mean then to the conservative base of the party, many of whom supported Jeff and liked his stand on social issues and liked that he wanted to be out in front with those social issues?
Well, I think that's a convenient mirage, but an inconvenient array of facts. The bottom line is that the grassroots really consist, at least in the Republican Party and probably in the Democratic Party as well, as the aggregated voice of their unit committees. The grassroots elect unit chairs, they elect their district chairs, they elect their own state central members, and what you have at state central really is the aggregated voice of the grassroots leadership. That is the grassroots of the party. That's what we're really consist of. And you'll have a lot of good conservatives that had several strong concerns about Frederick's leadership. And again, there are a lot of folks, and I probably include myself as one of them, that probably agree with the vast majority of principles that Jeff articulated. But principles aren't a question of comparing President Obama to Osama bin Laden. Those aren't principles. That's just poor rhetoric. Principles don't include some of the worst fundraising we've had on record at RPV. I mean, that's just poor management. Those are the sort of things that really drove the train concerning Jeff Frederick's leadership and his tenure at RPV, and that's what was rejected. It wasn't a rejection of principle. It was a rejection of poor process. And now that we've gotten beyond that, now it remains to the state party to find the right chairman, to find the right individual that's going to bring together all of these disparate groups, whether they're conservative, moderate, libertarian, what have you, and say that we need to be able to focus on winning elections, not just in the short term, not just as it concerns with RPV, but making sure we retain the lieutenant governor's seat, making sure we retain the attorney general's office, and make sure we take back the governor's mansion in 2009.
Will you be a part of the discussion and the vote to choose a new chairman?
Obviously, being active in the blogosphere myself, I will certainly be active in that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
As will many folks. Anybody who's participating in the convention will certainly be an active part of that.
So what's the answer? So what then is the answer to the question, who is the right man or woman for the job, number one? And number two, do you think that the party is best served at this juncture by another strident social conservative or more of a moderate business leader?
Well, let's keep in mind that RPV really does its best work when it's building up unit committees. When it comes to social conservative or a fiscal moderate or what have you, those things only are almost, it's almost a sideshow to real process and how you get things done and build an organization. Now, it is important to make sure that you have somebody in the chairman spot that does motivate the base, that does speak on their issues, and that does understand that conservatives don't just turn out to vote because they don't like Democrats. Republicans ideally should be voting because we're voting for somebody that's going to represent the best ideas of what Virginia and ultimately America should stand for. If you find the right chairman that could sort of provide the right mood and the right temperament for the grassroots to thrive, and then you belie that with good, solid solutions that are rooted in conservative principle, I think you'll have an effective chairman. There are a number of names that are being floated out there. Some of them are interesting. Some of them are not so interesting. But, again, voters at the delegation will be able to decide that.
Sean, before we let you go, you got to give us some names.
Pat Mullins is one that's being mentioned quite actively at this point. I know that Mike Ferris had been mentioned, but he has declined running. Rumors of Tom Davis or George Allen running probably just aren't true. Now, there are a number of names floating. It's almost probably too soon to really flesh everybody out.
Is Paul Harris on the list, you think?
No, Paul Harris, I believe, has declined.
Okay.
So, but there are a number of names. It's ultimately too soon. It's only 48 hours after the decision's been made. So give it a week. You'll probably see some interesting names coming forward, and I look forward to the conversation as to where the party should go.
Excellent analysis, as always, from Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia, who was there this weekend behind the scenes for that all-important vote that has made headlines this weekend. Sean, always appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.